spoken about road safety many times on the programme. And we had Jeannie Johnson on earlier, who unfortunately was a former colleague of ours, who was knocked down by a speeding bicycle on the pavement and ended up with serious bruising and injuries there on Saturday on the Malone Road. Are you allowed to ride on the pavement in Northern Ireland?
Broadly speaking, no, you're not allowed to ride on the pavement. The law says that bicycles must ride in the carriageway and keep to the left in the carriageway. So that implies that it's the traffic running lanes that you must ride in. And so riding on the footpath is generally not permitted, though the law does make a little provision that says unreasonable in the circumstances. So there's a judgment call that we have to make there.
So if we're coming in of a morning to work in the busy traffic and we see a significant number of people on their bicycles on the pavement, they really should be in the traffic.
They really should be in the traffic, absolutely.
And would a PSNI officer ever call a cyclist and say, listen, get off the pavement, please get into the traffic flow?
Absolutely, they do. We have now revised our instructions to officers, and I'm going to be putting something out today on the back of the cycle scheme just to remind them of the options that are available to them. So we do have a £30 fixed penalty notice that's available for riding otherwise than as the law says, so that would include riding on the footpath. So yes, it's something we absolutely want to take a look at. We are getting increasing reports of conflict between pedestrians and cyclists on the footpath, so we need to protect, you know, the safety of all road users.
Yeah, this is music to my ears, Inspector. So the law will be the same for me on my private bicycle as it will be to the person who hires a bicycle in Belfast City Centre?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So it's just as a timely moment in which to, you know, get that message out there and to tell folk that, you know, you need to be in the running lane of the traffic. But that's also a good opportunity to tell people that they want to consider maybe wearing a helmet and think about wearing some high colour, you know, brightly coloured high vis clothing maybe as well. That those are the things that will help to ensure their safety when they are out in the traffic. And hopefully one of the benefits that the Belfast on the Move project and the reduction of traffic, you know, count around the city centre is that there will be less conflict between cyclists and traffic. Plus, of course, they are allowed to use the bus lanes in the city centre, in and around the city centre, so they're not heavily trafficked. So that also provides a degree of comfort and a degree of, you know, safety around them for the cyclists.
Can a cyclist use a bus lane on the way into work generally?
They can, but not on the motorway, naturally, because they're not going to be on the motorway anyway. But yes, they are allowed to use the bus lanes coming in, commuting into work.
I never thought I'd actually say this on the programme, but I'm going to have a bit of sympathy now for the poor old bus driver. Because when every Tom, Dick and Harry, Joe, Josephine and Jennifer gets on the actual silver bicycles there at the 300 odd silver bicycles and starts going up and down Belfast city centre bus lanes, that's going to make it even slower.
Well, hopefully it won't make it even slower, but it is something. It's beholden on all of us as road users to be alert and aware of the other people that are around us and the people that are using the city centre. And we also have this plan in the future that perhaps the city centre will be restricted to a 20-mile-an-hour speed limit. So all of that will work towards contributing towards a safer environment for everybody to use the city centre space.
Can you ride these silver bicycles through the pedestrian precincts in Belfast city centre?
I'm pretty certain that you can't, because that pedestrian is the giveaway term there.
Are you pretty certain, or are you just thinking
of
yourself?
Do you know what I'll do? I'll check that out. Absolutely. We'll check that out and we'll come back to you. So you'll have a couple of things to follow up there on the insurance and the city.
The Lord Mayor's coming back to me to see if we're insured for this thing, and you're coming back to me to see whether or not we can ride them in the pedestrian precinct, because that all leads into why there's a bit of angst between pedestrians and cyclists.
Yes, absolutely. It is one of those unfortunate realities that, there is this conflict between sort of cars and cyclists and maybe pedestrians and cyclists. And, you know, we all fall into those categories at other times in our lives, you mm-hmm. know. So we should, you know, when we're in our cars, be able to be appreciative of the problems that the cyclist is having. You know, when we're walking, we should remember, well, what was it like? You know, we're on our bikes. Think about the pedestrians. So there is a, you know, there's a crossover in all of these things. And yet, when we're engaged in each of these particular modes of travel, we don't seem to have a lot of patience for people in the other modes. So it is about having that understanding and appreciation and giving everybody their space and time to share the road, really.
We've had three examples this morning of cyclists causing an accident and then riding on, leaving a car damaged, leaving two pedestrians lying, basically, literally lying in the gutter. So what action would the police take if they saw that happen, and what offence is the cyclist causing by riding on after they've left someone on the broad of their back?
Well, that does fall into essentially a traffic collision, and there will be offences around that, but they may also be guilty of dangerous cycling. So that's absolutely, there are offences there. It's dangerous cycling, careless cycling, as well as the offence of riding on a footpath. So there are offences we can deal with.
But have the PSNI given out tickets for dangerous cycling in recent times?
No, it's quite a high burden of proof, unfortunately. So we haven't issued a lot of tickets for dangerous cycling. But you know what? If we're going to see a whole lot more cyclists on the roads, then we've got to up our response to what presents, and I'll be issuing instructions to the organisation, and we'll hopefully be able to tackle these issues head on.
If someone knocked me down in the street and I give you a description of who the cyclist was and who I believed them to be, would they get their door knocked?
Well, that is always the difficulty, is tracing the cyclist after the event, because bicycles don't require to have a unique identifier the way cars do. So that is always an issue for us, and that will be a difficulty.
Would you like to see the law changed on that?
I don't know if there's any suggestion that the law might be changed on that.
But would it make your police officer's job easier?
Well, it would make our life a little bit easier, absolutely, absolutely.
And what about the cyclists who ride through the red lights like as if they're only for cars? Can you do anything about those people?
Yes, absolutely. The Road Traffic Regulation Order, which deals with lighting and all those sorts of things and rules of the road, defines a vehicle to include a cycle. So, yes, they should not be breaching the red lights either. That's why we see some cyclists before the lights taking to the footpath and then using the pedestrian crossing to get across and then hopping back down onto the road again. So, yeah, that's the sort of behaviour that gets cyclists a bad name.
But doing that's better than actually going through the red lights. Some of them just go through the red lights like as if they don't exist, but they're technically breaking the law by using the pavement at that time to bypass the lighting system. That's what you're saying.
Yes, well, I mean, I know cyclists will make the argument that maybe it's safer for them to do that, but it's the sort of behaviour that isn't acceptable if we go back, as you say, to what we talked about, which is using the footpath. So, you know, they are breaking the law when they do that.
Just one final one. I could ask you a million questions, Inspector, but I know your time's pressing. One final one. Must you have a bell on a bicycle?
Yes, you must.
And obviously you have to have lights on
and
a bicycle as well.
You have to have lights, yes.
And you could be stopped by a police officer, and that police officer could ask you, let me see your bell, let me see your working lights. And if you didn't have them, you could be booked, could you?
Yes, again, fixed penalty notices available for those offences.
Lovely, because I see bikes every single day that don't have lights, don't have bells, and are on our highways and byways. So could you book someone with no lights in daylight?
Well, I'm just going to look at my book of tickets as we're talking here and say whether, well, it just says no lights on a pedal cycle. So again, I would prefer to be, if I was dealing with somebody like that and I saw them during daylight without lights, I would just be giving them advice and warning. Mm-hmm. However, if I saw them at night time, that would be a totally different matter.
Okay, that seems fair enough. It seems a fair enough analysis. Inspector, what comes across is, and I understand this actually, cycling would not be top of policing's issues. Road use would, of course, but the actual cyclist, the person who would be out casually ambling about on a bicycle, you guys are so busy that you're hardly going to be passing much remarks on them, but I get a feeling you're going to be passing more remarks on them now because of this new system.
Well, I think that's probably a fairly fair analogy of it, yeah. We do have to prioritise our attention, but we also recognise that cycling is, there's a real groundswell and people are really moving towards this as a sporting and leisure activity, and there are so many large events, you know, coming up that it is encouraging so many more people to take to the roads. So we need to make sure that they understand what their responsibilities are and how to behave and not put everybody else's backs up. So yes, we need to address that issue.
Okay, I think it's a fair assessment, Inspector. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye.
It's Inspector Rosie Leach from the PSNI.